don't have enough nurses, we don't have enough midwives, we don't have enough GPs. There are some areas where we don't have enough consultants. And the people suffering as a result of this are the patients, of course, but also those who are working in the health service trying to provide care to people.
You've made the point that there isn't a trust by trust breakdown available, but you would not be surprised if the Western Trust was very badly affected by this and perhaps disproportionately so.
Well, experience would tell me that it is much more difficult to fill posts in more rural areas. We here in the Western Trust area, Derry and Fermanagh and along the border are rural. And I know just historically the problems and difficulties that the Western Trust have had filling particular posts. Obviously, we have the ongoing political stagnation that isn't doing anything to actually address this historic issue.
Well, Karen Bradley, the Northern Secretary, has announced that she is going to bring forward legislation which will allow civil servants to make decisions and free up some of the log jams that are in the system at the moment. Do you believe that will make an appreciable difference to this?
Clearly, there are decisions that need to be made. As a Democrat and as a democratically elected representative, I don't think it should be the job of unelected civil servants to make decisions that are crucial to the future of and the people of Northern Ireland.